IELTS 18, published by Cambridge University Press and Assessment, 2023. Test 1. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear an interview with a woman who is doing a survey on transport. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Excuse me, would you mind if I asked you some questions? We're doing a survey on transport.
Yes, that's okay.
First of all, can I take your name?
Yes, it's Sadie Jones.
Thanks very much. And could I have your date of birth? Just the year will do, actually. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine. It's 1991.
So, next, your postcode, please.
It's DW30 7YZ.
Great, thanks. Is that in Wells?
No, it's actually in Harborne. Wells isn't far from there, though.
I really like that area. My grandmother lived there when I was a kid.
Yes, it is nice.
Right, so now I want to ask you some questions about how you travelled here today. Did you use public transport?
Yes, I came by bus.
OK, and that was today. It's the 24th of April, isn't it?
Isn't it the 25th? No, actually, you're right.
And what was the reason for your trip today? I can see you've got some shopping with you.
Yes, I did some shopping. But the main reason I came here was to go to the dentist.
That's not much fun. Hope it was nothing serious.
No, it was just a checkup. It's fine.
Good. Do you normally travel by bus into the city centre?
Yes, I stopped driving in ages ago because parking was so difficult to find. And it costs so much.
I see.
The bus is much more convenient too. It only takes about 30 minutes.
That's good. So where did you start your journey?
At the bus stop on Claxby Street.
Is that C-L-A-X-B-Y?
That's right.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
And how satisfied with the service are you? Do you have any complaints?
Well, as I said, it's very convenient and quick when it's on time. But this morning it was late. Only about 10 minutes, but still.
Yes, I understand that's annoying. And what about the timetable? Do you have any comments about that?
I suppose I mainly use the bus during the day, but any time I've been in town in the evening, for dinner or at the cinema, I've noticed you have to wait a long time for a bus. There aren't that many.
OK, thanks. So now I'd like to ask you about your car use.
Well, I have got a car, but I don't use it that often. Mainly just to go to the supermarket. But that's about it, really. My husband uses it at the weekends to go to the golf club.
And what about a bicycle?
I don't actually have one at the moment.
What about the city bikes you can rent? Do you ever use those?
No, I'm not keen on cycling there because of all the pollution. But I would like to get a bike. It would be good to use it to get to work.
So why haven't you got one now?
Well, I live in a flat on the second floor and it doesn't have any storage. So we'd have to leave it in the hall outside the flat.
I see. Okay, well, I think that's all we need from you today, Sadie.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one. Test 2. Part 1. You will hear a woman from a job agency giving information to a man about work in a chain of restaurants. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
So I understand you're interested in restaurant work.
Yes, I've got a bit of experience and I can provide references.
That's good. I can check all that later. Now, Milo's restaurants have some vacancies at the moment. They're a really good company to work for. Lots of benefits.
All right.
Yes. They've got a very good reputation for looking after staff. For example, all employees get training, even temporary staff.
Oh, really? That's quite unusual, isn't it?
Certainly is.
And do staff get free uniforms too?
You just need to wear a white T-shirt and black trousers, it says here. So, I guess not. But another benefit of working for a big company like this is that you can get a discount at any of their restaurants.
Even at weekends?
No, but you'll be working then anyway.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Most of their restaurants are in the city centre, aren't they? So easy to get to by bus?
Yes, that's right. But if you have to do a late shift and finish work after midnight, the company will pay for you to get a taxi home.
I probably won't need one. I think I'd use my bike.
Okay. Now, they do have some quite specific requirements for the kind of person they're looking for. Milo's is a young, dynamic company, and they're really keen on creating a strong team. It's really important that you can fit in and get on well with everyone.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that. It sounds good, actually. The last place I worked for was quite demanding, too. We had to make sure we gave a really high level of service.
That's good to hear, because that will be equally important at Milo's. I know they want people who have an eye for detail.
That's fine. I'm very used to working in that kind of environment.
Perfect. So the only other thing that's required is good communication skills, so you'll need to have a certificate in English.
Sure.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
OK, let's have a look at the current job vacancies at Milo's. The first one is in Wivenhoe Street.
Sorry, where?
Wivenhoe. Wivenhoe. It's quite central, just off Cork Street.
Oh, right.
They're looking for a breakfast supervisor.
That would be okay.
So you're probably familiar with the kind of responsibilities involved. Obviously checking that all the portions are correct, etc. And then things like checking all the procedures for cleaning the equipment are being followed.
Okay. And what about the salary? In my last job I was getting £9.50 per hour. I was hoping to get a bit more than that.
Well, to begin with, you'd be getting £9.75, but that goes up to £11.25 after 3 months.
That's not too bad. And I suppose it's a very early start.
That's the only unattractive thing about this job. But then you have the afternoons and evenings free. So the restaurant starts serving breakfast from 7 a.m. and you'd have to be there at 5:30 to set everything up. But you'd be finished at 12:30.
Well, as you say, there are advantages to that.
Now, you might also be interested in the job at the City Road branch. That's for a junior chef, so, again, a position of responsibility.
I might prefer that, actually.
Right. Well, obviously, this role would involve supporting the sous chef and other senior staff. And you'd be responsible for making sure there's enough stock each week and sorting out all the deliveries.
I've never done that before, but I imagine it's fairly straightforward once you get the hang of it.
Yes, and you'd be working alongside more experienced staff to begin with, so I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. The salary's slightly higher here. It's an annual salary of £23,000.
Right.
I know that if they like you, it's likely you'll be promoted quite quickly, so that's worth thinking about.
Yes, it does sound interesting. What are the hours like?
The usual, I think. There's a lot of evening and weekend work, but they're closed on Mondays. But you do get one Sunday off every 4 weeks. So would you like me to send off your CV?
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.